The Unending. Nimbus received advanced honors along with his Angel's Angel first degree, which entitled him to several options. He remembered what Michael had said about the doctorate program, but to be honest, he was burned out. His father was hoping that he would come to work for him, and even Taz was giving him a pitch. But he was feeling a need to travel, time travel, and just let go of any outcome. Even though he believed in the Angel's Cloud program and was told he was a natural Angel's Angel, he wasn't sure he was going to dedicate the rest of his life to helping the human beings save themselves. There were plenty of others working on the Resonance of Sound program, too. Yet he still grappled with the vocation. Was this really his calling? If it was, why wasn't he feeling it? Maybe he just needed some time off. In his heart, he knew the human beings would survive and actually be better for it. Somehow, after the first 3 months and the honeymoon wore off, most of the human beings slowed their reproductive urges and got back to working on their new future. They still had their allotted free will, and since the positive energies were in charge, there were infinite possibilities for their future. All Earth needed was a good cleaning so it could regenerate. The human beings were capable of great things if they could just keep the balance. But that would take some education in positive thoughts, positive works, and positive actions. As for Mother Nature, all she needed to know was that she was cared for. It wasn't in the program to hold a grudge. When she felt the shift in consciousness, she again did her best to nurture and provide for all living creatures. She was already feeling the shift with the humans planting new sustainable ideas. Since the negative energies weren't in charge anymore, war, greed, and disease were off the table. Space exploration was soaring, looking for alternate locations to live, but would it be in time? Mother Earth was aging, and there was nothing anyone could do about it. Anyway, was finding a new place to live even an option, Nimbus wondered. He had learned that nothing is forever, except for the One. He had been seriously thinking of another rebalancing for the human being and had a terrific idea as far as he was concerned. It could be as simple as a programming upgrade, but first he needed to run it by the powers that be. Maybe that would be the direction he would head. A programming upgrade. Then I would get to work with Michael again. However, I would have to be careful not to break too many eggs to make that omelet. But hey, I have learned how to cook, and I believe it's all about the recipe. As he floated off, there was still this nagging feeling about Michael choosing the negative word revenge. I'm thinking it should have been the word anger. Well, it's anger is the main heading, and under anger comes revenge. Every negative word you can think comes under anger, because that's the emotion you get with any of these other words.
Yeah, sure.
You get angry.
So
if you can take a breath and you can see where you are, then anger somehow shifts into a different, experience, a different expression.
Yeah. Good.
Well, you have to think about it.
And that's the most important part.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, too bad.